So, Peter John, how has Southwark Council responded to today's events in Bermondsey?
Well, we've got a pretty well-rehearsed response to emergencies such as this. So we've got a team back at Tooley Street who are coordinating our response. We set up a rest centre at Seven Islands Leisure Centre and one at Canada Water Library, and we're looking to see whether we need to open another one for those who might need to live away from home tonight.
And you've been down at the control centre at the Harris Academy where things have been coordinated. How are the different public services working together?
Well, I think they're working incredibly well together. There's just about to be another silver team meeting, as they call it, of all the emergency services. And that will be giving the very latest advice. And the very strong advice, obviously, to people who were within a 100-metre radius of the bomb is that you won't be able to get back to your home tonight. So that's obviously going to be a real problem for a lot of people, and we recognise that.
And do you have... this is the impossible question, but it's the one everyone's asking. Do you have any sense how long this incident's likely to continue?
It's certainly going to go into tomorrow. Whether it's beyond that, I think, is open to question. It really is a question of when the army can safely defuse this bomb.
And I think there have been a few questions asked about the council's response. Simon Hughes has written to Eleanor Kelly this evening asking for more regular updates from the council to the public. And I think I've been a bit surprised, actually, that the council's website and Twitter account and other channels haven't perhaps been as active as they might be. Do you think there are lessons that might be learned by the council there?
Well, I'll go back and make sure that there are regular updates, James, throughout the rest of the day. Obviously, it's a very fluid situation because nobody, until the military got here and assessed what the problem was, nobody could say absolutely for certain how long this would last and what advice would be given. But we can go a bit further, I think, now.